Good morning, Longevity. It's great to be with you. Well, I wish I was with you in person, missing your faces. Realised at the end of online church last week how much I love just hanging with you guys after church. It's not about morning tea, although that's great, but it is about just hanging with a bunch of people, doing life together. It's been great to stay in contact with a lot of you through phone and video phones and texting and whatever else. Let's stay connected. Let's get even more connected. But it's great to be with you this morning, even if it's just online. And I'm trusting God, and it's got a word that encourages all of us. Let's pray, eh? Lord God, we just thank you that you are an amazing God. Lord, I don't know what I'd do without you. You are so good. You are so good to me. And we thank you that you're with us. So this morning, even though we can't be together, let us know that we are with you and you are with us. You are Emmanuel, God with us. May we know your power today. May you strengthen our hearts and renew our minds through the power of your Spirit and through the power of your word. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So it only happened when I was with you guys. Well, here we go. Hey, when I was 18, I gave my life back to God. A lot of things started to fall into place. I hadn't given a lot of thought, but I was asked to give my testimony later that year. As I was trying to write something down, with the help of others, I came across Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God, and these things will be added unto you. That verse summed up my previous 10 months since I'd given my life back to God. I'd actually put God and his kingdom first. I sought to do what he wanted me to do instead of what I wanted to do, and stuff just started falling into place. I'd been trying to get an apprenticeship for 4 years, and suddenly I got one. I had to move out of home, but I found the accommodation I needed, away from where I live. I found a perfect accommodation at the right price. I had to leave my family, but I found a church where I found lots of mums, spiritual mums and dads, and spiritual brothers and sisters, amazing experience. God's provision was there. I was truly living. Seek first the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. You know, it's easy to worry, hey? It's easy to worry even when life's kind of normal, let alone at the moment. But we're looking at Matthew chapter 6 today, particularly the latter part, where Jesus says, do not worry. You know what? And I believe it gives us a couple of key two or three keys there of how not to worry. Don't just say, I love that about God. Don't just say, don't do this. But he tells us how to overcome it, how to avoid it, and how to not do it. So firstly, my first point this morning is faith in God's provision overcomes worry. Faith in God's provision overcomes worry. And that's been the focus of these first few verses, of verses 19 to 30 in Matthew chapter 6. Verse 30 says, if that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? And he goes on to say, you have little faith. Wow, there's the key. Faith's the key. In verses 9 and 30, Jesus encourages his disciples. This is the end, or getting near the end of the Sermon on the Mount. He's been teaching his disciples from Matthew 5 through to up to this point. And he's encouraging his disciples to focus on God's very adequate provision. He refers to the birds of the air, the flowers of the field. He reminds them, the disciples, that they are more valuable than the birds and the flowers. You, me, we are more valuable. God loves creation. I love creation. But he sees us as even more valuable than his creation that he takes care of, and he takes care of very adequately. God's trying to say to us, I've got this. I've got this. Don't worry. I believe that we are in a season where our faith is being tested. When I wrote that line, I thought of Jethro Gibbs, you think? Yeah, well, I don't know if your faith's been tested, but mine has been. And maybe yours has been too. But we can ask ourselves these questions. Do we trust God to provide? Do we trust God to be with us, no matter what? Do we trust that when we take hold of the promises of God's word, we can see those promises manifest before our eyes? I believe it's time to exercise our faith more than we ever have before. and it's faith in a God, not just faith. What's faith? Often we say, you know, do you have faith? Oh yeah. Well, what kind of faith do you have? What's that faith in? I have faith in the wheels and tyres on my car, if they're good tyres, and that can be helpful. But we're talking about here faith in a God who has an amazing character, who's a good God, who is a holy God, and we can put our faith in Him. And as a God who not only can, but wants to provide for us. Again, this week I've been reflecting and thanking God for His amazing provision in my life. And when I focus on who He is and what He's done for me, then worry seems to go out the door. I want to share with you my prayer of faith I've been praying in these days, and invite you, if you feel led, to pray it too on a daily basis. This is what I've been believing for. This is what I've been praying. Back when we had the horrible bushfires earlier this year, the firefighters, a lot of people did a great job at holding those fires back, protecting properties, and they did an amazing job. And just right now, our doctors, politicians, lots of people doing a fantastic job at holding this virus back. But you know what? Back in January, they predicted rain in April. And they said, we need rain to extinguish these fires. You know, the rain came in January. The rain came earlier than they predicted. And it was the rain that put out the fires. You know what? I'm believing that God will extinguish this virus, and He will extinguish it sooner than predicted. Would you pray with me for that on a daily basis, that God will extinguish this virus and He will extinguish it sooner than what's predicted? Amen. Recently in my devotions, I read the phrase and it messed with me. It said, God responds to our faith, not our need. And I went, what? I'm not sure I agree with this. Mess with my theology. Of course God responds to our need. But as I've reflected on Jesus' life on earth many times, we see that often Jesus, there was need all around Him, but He responded to faith. He responded to faith. Story after story after story, Jesus doesn't respond to need, He responds to faith. I've found it very challenging, but have come to agree that although Jesus is aware of and willing to meet our needs, He causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust, so of course He meets our needs. I agree with that. But He responds even more dynamically to our faith. May in this season, the season we're in right now, may we see our faith grow and our worries go. My second point this morning is focusing on God's business, kingdom business, overcomes worry. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Then Jesus tells His disciples to keep their focus on kingdom things, the things that are eternal, not the things that pagans run after. People who don't yet know Jesus run after the things of this world because there hasn't yet been revelation of other things. But those who have met Jesus, they're aware of another realm. They're aware of kingdom things. They're aware of eternal principles, those we find in God's Word. And that is where our focus is meant to be, on loving God, loving people, obeying God in our lives, doing His will instead of our will. These are kingdom principles. And this is what Jesus is saying here. Seek first the kingdom. This reminds me of Solomon's prayer. When he first became king, God said, you know, ask for whatever you want. What an amazing invitation. And Solomon could have asked for anything else. You know what he asked for? Kingdom things. He sought the kingdom first. He said, he asked for wisdom and discernment. Wow. And because, God says, because you've asked for these things, because he sought the kingdom first, all these other things was added to him. Riches and honor was added to him, but he didn't seek those things. He sought the kingdom, and the other things were added to him. What a great example Solomon was in that season of his life. May we follow that example in this season of our lives. God is happy to meet our earthly needs, but he knows for us to focus on them is unhealthy. Actually, I believe this passage is telling us that to focus on our earthly needs produces worry. And we know worry is a waste of time. It does nothing good for us. But when our focus is on eternal matters, the things of the kingdom, then God will look after our earthly needs. I realized the other day that being locked down at home actually isn't so bad for me. I've got all the things that are the highest values in my life. I've still got my relationship with God. I can spend even more time with Him. I've still got my relationship with my wife. I can spend even more quality time with her. I've still got my relationship with my kids. I can spend even more quality time with them. I still can do ministry and connect with you guys through the week and all various online kind of methods. I still can seek the kingdom first. So, you know, let's just buckle down and enjoy lockdown, hey, and seek the kingdom first. That's what I'm trying to do. And I'm actually enjoying that part of it, believe it or not. Well, it's easy to believe, but you know, in any ways, I think I've just, some of the distractions of life have been taken away, and I can seek kingdom things more than ever before. It's a great opportunity for me to invest even more time in the things that are of the kingdom value, my relationship with God and people, and especially those he's given into my care. I've found in recent days that as my focus stays on kingdom values, worry can't get a hold on me. And finally, my third point this morning is focusing on the present overcomes worry. Focusing on today. Focusing on the present. Matthew 6:34 says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow." What a great word. "For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." This verse alone has so much wisdom for us. Never in my life have I needed this wisdom so much. I've used it a lot lately. Do not worry about tomorrow. Live in today, just today. Be present in today. Psychologists agree, saying that being caught up in our past can feed depression. Worrying too much about the future can feed anxiety. But being focused on the present, just now, just today, is good for our mental health. You know what? Jesus said it first. Before the psychologist said it, he said, "Do not worry about tomorrow." Again, I've been disciplining myself to stay focused. I've had to stay focused just today. Let's just get through today. Let's worry about today. Whenever I start to think about how long is this going to go on for, what might happen, I start to get anxious. When I refocus on today, not only does my fear go, but my joy, peace and contentment returns. In conclusion, on reflection, as a child, even a teenager, I struggled, I think, with anxiety. We didn't call it that in those days. And it wasn't debilitating for me, but it was there. I can see it was there. However, I can also see in hindsight that whenever I put my faith in God's provision and shifted my focus to kingdom values and seeking the things of the kingdom, that the worry would go, the fear would disappear. And over 30 years, no regrets. And I can testify to God's faithfulness. He does provide. And when I seek his kingdom first, worry goes and peace comes. And I believe in these days he's attempting to take me to even deeper places of peace and rest, no matter what's going on in our world, provided my faith stays in him and my focus stays on his kingdom. I pray that he would take you to deeper places in this season as well, deeper places of trust in him, deeper places of peace in who he is and who we are in him. Nate's about to play. Worship team, thanks Nate and Jasmine, Sarah, Todd, appreciate what you guys have been doing. Thanks for everyone else who's contributed to this morning. But we're just going to have a time of reflection with that song, "Worry No More." Worry no more. May that be a word for us today. I praise it, Jesus, that, you know, we celebrate next week in that the cross, the power of the cross is the power that we have to overcome worry. And as we listen to this song, as we spend some time meditating and worshiping, worry no more. May that be true for you today and in the days ahead, no matter how long they last. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.